Okay, so welcome to the first official lesson inside of Module 1. We're going to be talking about your identity. The biggest question that I want you to ask yourself, and the biggest thing that will allow you to have the clarity that you need to get the most out of this course, to get the most out of your business, to really grow a magnetic brand and share your message while feeling good, while feeling in true alignment, is the question that you see right here on the screen. And that's, what do I really want? So I really want you to get clear on that. The first thing is, what do you really want? Nothing else happens. Nothing else matters until you're clear on what you really want. What do you really want to create? How do you really want to show up? What are the results that you really want to attract? What feels good to you? What do you really want? And then, who do you have to become to create it? And inside of this module, Module 1, the hero, I'm going to be sharing with you exactly this process of getting clear on what you want, of showing up as that person and really stepping into the version of yourself that will allow you to create this and make your vision and your dream and your goals and things that you have for yourself, make that a reality. So just to start this off the right way, the most powerful way, is really with these two questions. What do I really want, and who do I have to become? And here are the key focus areas that we're going to cover inside of this lesson that's going to help you really have that identity, getting clear on who you have to become and making sure that you show up as that. So the first thing we're going to dive deep into is the best self identity. The second thing is the vision. The third are your values. Fourth, your beliefs, then your commitments, and then your brand identity. So with these things, you will be able to really have that clarity and be able to take action as the person that you have to become to create what you really want. Let's talk about your best self identity. And what that means is that once you're clear on who you have to become, the version of yourself, that is the best self identity. And I want you to step into that role right now. I want you to get clear on who you have to become and commit to becoming that right now. And the way that you do that, And the reason why this is so important, because I believe when you're building a personal brand, when you want to achieve a goal, when you want to make anything big happen, if you want to make anything significant happen inside of your life, if you want to live a life of meaning, of purpose, you have to focus from the inside out. And it goes back to the questions that I mentioned of, what do you really want and who you have to become to create these results. And that's first starting with you, because a big thing that most people do, they just focus on what everyone else is doing. What does the marketplace want? What do my clients want? What does my family want me to do? But if you can take a step back and say, what do I really want? Who do I have to become? That person, the answer that you get, that's your best self identity. So the goal is to step into the most powerful version of yourself that's already inside you. And you have to understand that. That when I say, who do you have to become? You're not becoming someone else. You're not copying someone else. You're not doing something that feels fake. You're tapping into the power that's already inside you, the value that's already inside you, the real authentic you that you already are. And all you're doing is you're removing the limitations, you're removing the stories, you're removing the crap that's holding us down and holding us back. And this is you at your core. So if you were limitless, if you knew you couldn't fail, if you knew that anything that you wanted could be yours, who would you be? How would you show up? What would you be doing? This is you. This is the real authentic you. That person without the limitations, without the stories, without the BS, without the hype, without the ideas of who you have to be, instead of just becoming that raw you, that authentic you, just sharing and leading from your heart. So the best self identity, I really want you to get clear on who you have to become and answer these two questions. What do I really want and who do I have to become? And the reason why this is so important, because who you are and how you see yourself, that impacts what you do. That impacts how committed you are to your vision. And that plays a role in how you show up and how your clients see you. Because if you want to fulfill your purpose, you have to first get clear on who you are and make sure that everything that you're doing is congruent with that person. So if you want to make and grow a six-figure income, right, and build a six-figure business, but now you see yourself as just this brand new person with no knowledge and no value, and you discredit all your value and you think you're not good enough and you just hold yourself back and you tell yourself these stories, you're not going to make that happen. For you to make that six figures, for you to create that business, You have to first see yourself as the person that's worthy of making that. You have to see yourself as the person that's willing and that's committed, that's dedicated and focused on doing the work. You have to see yourself as someone that shows up with so much value that it just a no-brainer that you're making this. You have to see yourself already as that person and take a step back and say, okay, if I was making six figures right now, if I had a thriving business, if I had a happy relationship, if I had whatever it is that you want, what would I be doing? And I'm going to talk about that in a little bit, but what would you be doing? Who would you be? How would you be showing up? Right? You want to paint a vivid image of the person that you have to become, and you want to step into that now. Now let's dive a little deeper and let's get into the vision. So now that you know that best self, I want you to get clear on what does an ideal, perfect day as your best self look like. So if you're already showing up as the best, most powerful version of yourself, the most fulfilled version of yourself, and you are attracting results that you wanted, what would you be doing differently? And just take some time to think about that. What would you be doing differently if you were that limitless person? If you were showing up as the best, most powerful version of yourself? If you were feeling fulfilled every single day, waking up passionate and on fire and inspired, just ready to crush the day and working with the people that you love and that inspire you, that you could serve the best, sharing the message that's on your heart and that you feel called to share, that makes you feel so alive when you share it, what would you be doing differently right now, today, in this present moment? Get clear on that, because that's where the shift happens. That's when you start to realize, okay, I'm doing all this stuff, but is what I'm doing, are the action steps that I'm taking right now helping me get to this goal, helping me become this person, or is it really keeping me stuck, or even worse, pushing me further away? So what would you be doing differently? Get clear on that. And the point, the real thing I want you to do is create a vision for your life and what it would take to create the life and business that you want. Because when you have that and when you paint a vivid image of it, you want to step into that vision. You want to make it your reality right now. And one thing that I do is that every morning, as part of my morning routine, I visualize myself already as the person I have to become. So from the time that I wake up to the time I go to sleep, I know exactly what I'm doing. I know the exact morning routine. I know the exact thing that I say to myself. I know the exact workouts that I'm doing and how my body looks and how I feel. I know exactly what I'm saying and what I get to do every single day and the freedom that I have and experiences that I can share with my family and my girlfriend. I know the exact clients that I'm working with and the work that I'm doing. And it's so clear to me that every single day now, I step into that person and I'm moving towards creating that and making that a reality. But I could not do that unless first it was clear inside my mind. Unless first I had that vision for myself, and every single morning I'm just reminding myself and I'm seeing myself as that person. And I know that as I see myself as that and as I'm clear on the goal and who I have to become, as long as I'm moving forward to it, I will step into that. There will be a day in the near future where everything that I'm visualizing is what I'm creating, what I manifested in my own life. And I hope this doesn't sound woo-woo. And if it does, if it sounds woo-woo or too mindset or whatever, good. Because this is the truth. This is what I believe works and what creates results. You have to get clear. You have to paint a vivid image inside your mind and have a vision of you as that person, of you already getting what you want, and then create an ideal perfect day. And don't just write it down, but spend some time really visualizing and getting clear on that best self. And on the next slide, I'm going to share with you some questions that you can ask yourself that I really want you to answer, spend some time answering, that's going to help you get clearer on this best self and that perfect ideal day. So the action assignment is to fill out the questions on the next slide. It can be a worksheet attached to this video, and write out your perfect day from beginning to end and visualize it, read it every single day and see yourself as that. And I can guarantee you, if you do that for the next 30 days, the progress that you have will blow you away, because that's the same thing that happened for me. So as your best self, here are some questions. As your best self, what are you doing? So if you're showing up as your best self every single day, what would you be doing? What are the top three emotions to describe how you feel on a daily basis? And this is a thing that people miss, because we get so caught up on the goal and the actual thing, but we don't focus on the feeling that it'll give us. Because here's the thing, you can feel those feelings now. So if you're saying, when I make X amount of dollars and when I have this result, I'm going to feel happy. I'm going to feel fulfilled. I'm going to finally be passionate. No, feel that right now so that you can step into that. Feel happy right now. Feel fulfilled right now. Feel passionate right now and see what you can do to have those feelings. But if you can feel that right now, now it's so much easier to step into that version. So what are the top three emotions to describe how you feel on a daily basis? As your best self, who do you surround yourself with? Because this is so important. You're surrounding the people that you surround yourself with. And not just that, but even the people that you allow into your mind through videos, through podcasts, through trainings. That has such an influence on you. So who do you surround yourself with? What results and successes are you experiencing? If you were your best self, if you were that version of yourself that was limitless, that was going after what you wanted, that didn't let your stories and your fears and the thing that you tell yourself, the negative self-talk, hold you back, what results would you be creating? What successes would you be experiencing? What are the thoughts and beliefs that influence your actions? So what are you saying to yourself on a daily basis? What are the thoughts? What are the beliefs that you have to have as your best self to take action on what you want? And I can guarantee you that it is different thoughts. So for you to step into this, for you to change, you have to first change the thoughts and the stories and the beliefs that's going on inside your mind. So as your best self, what are you saying to yourself on a daily basis? What are the beliefs? Maybe every morning you're saying to yourself, man, I'm so powerful. People really need me. I love what I'm doing. I'm so happy and grateful for the opportunities to go out there and serve people every single day and do what I love. Maybe you're telling yourself that you're worth it. And right now you may be telling yourself, well, I don't know if I'm good enough yet. So you see how if you're telling yourself that, these thoughts and these beliefs are the reason why you're at where you're at right now. Another question, what problem do you solve in the marketplace and for who? So if you are your best self and you are sharing that authentic message, what problem would you be solving? What solution would you be providing into the marketplace and who would you be serving? As your client, as your customer, who would you be helping? Who would you be providing a solution for? What is your morning routine? So remember I said from the time that you wake up to the time that you go to sleep, you want to have a vivid image. So what is the morning routine that you would do every single day that you would follow that would allow you to stay in alignment with that best self, that would allow you to have energy and feel fueled and feel passionate? For me, I knew that for my best self, every single morning, I had to do certain things. I had to practice gratitude. I had to make sure that I worked out. I had to make sure that I was drinking water. Simple things, but they make so much difference. It's a small difference, a small little thing that I'm doing, but I know that for me to create these results, I have to do that. So what is your morning routine? What do you do every single morning that keeps you energetic, that keeps you alive, that keeps you productive and on purpose and ready to crush out the day? What results are you delivering for your customers and clients? So you know the problem that you're solving, but what is that transformation? What is that result that you're providing for people? Who are you learning from, modeling, or having as mentors? And this is important too, because now you can start to seek out those people from now. So who are you learning from? Who are you modeling? Who do you have as mentors? Who's having that positive impact on your life? What skills have you mastered to elevate your game? So if you're your best self and you're creating results, what were the skills that you had to master? What were the things that you had to learn? And this is the biggie. What is the message that you're sharing with the world? So as your best self, as that person, what is the message that you're sharing? And how does your life look outside of business? Believe it or not, this plays such a big role in how you perform in business. Your body and your relationships, if that's not on point, you're not going to have energy. You're going to be mentally and emotionally drained, and you're going to lack the passion that you need to share your message with conviction to attract the people that you want to attract, and therefore you're not going to be making sales, you're not going to be growing your business. So all this plays a role. So what I want you to do, I'm going to have the worksheet with these questions. Spend some time answering these questions. Because when you do this, you will have so much clarity on what it takes and what you have to do and what you really want to do and what you really want to share. And this is going to give you the clarity that you need to just boom, take action. Okay? Now let's get into values. So when it comes to values, what are the values that shape your life and allow you to crush your goals while staying in alignment with the best version of yourself and your life's purpose? So I believe that when you change your values, you change your life. And no, I didn't make up that quote. I heard it somewhere. I don't remember exactly where I heard it from. But when you change your values and when you get clear on what are the core values that are shaping your life, that's when things will change. And another thing that I want you to realize is that the order of your values will determine how you feel and your levels of success and fulfillment and really the action that you take. So just by doing something as simple as getting clear on what are your top 3 to 5 core values, and then seeing which ones do you value more, that will determine the action that you're taking, and it'll start to make sense. So you want to really get clear on your values and allow that to shape your business and allow you to shape that your lifestyle. So you don't shape your lifestyle around the opinions of others. You don't shape your lifestyle and your business around what you think other people want you to do. You get clear on your core values. What means the most to you? What do you value the most? And that's how you build your business, and that's how you build your life, and that's what you want to communicate to others. And here's an example, right? So if someone has the top 3 values are freedom, fun, and adventure, and don't worry, I'm going to have a list of values in the worksheet or somewhere below or to the side of this video so that you can look at some values, and then you can select your top 3 to 5 values that matter the most to you. Okay, so if someone values our freedom, fun, and adventure, but now they are doing one-on-one coaching and they're taking on so many clients, and they're doing a service-based business that they have so much clients that they hardly have any time for themselves, are they going to feel fulfilled? Are they going to feel happy, and are they going to feel passionate about what they're doing? The answer is no. But yet so many people are doing something, and even though it's getting them a result, they feel drained. They feel tired. They feel uninspired. They lack passion. They lack fulfillment. And they start to hate the very thing that they thought they would love and that would create freedom for them. And they start to feel trapped in the thing that they created. And I believe because they didn't get time and they didn't take the time to say, okay, what are my values? What do I value most? What do I really want? What means the most to me? And then build their business around that. So if your values are freedom, fun, and adventure, you do not want to be bogged down on the phone or behind a computer all day. You want to have a lifestyle business. Maybe you want to do online courses and trainings that you can fully leverage. Or maybe you want to be doing retreats, in-person retreats, working with 5 to 10 people. And now you're learning, you have experiences, you're working together for 3 days, maybe 1 day or 2 days. You're focused on training. And then the last day, now you go out there, you go for an adventure. So you go hiking, or you go rock climbing, or you go do some sports. You do something with adventure in it. Because this is what ignites you. This is what fuels you. This is what will allow you to work with people that feel the same way, that want that adventure, that want that freedom, that want that fun. Because spending all your time behind a computer or behind a desk the whole day or just on the phone all day working with people, that's going to drain you. Even though you're helping people, even though that you're serving them, you're not going to serve them to your fullest ability because this is not in alignment with your core values. So that's why it's so important. And this was a big breakthrough for me when I got clear on, okay, what are my values? And what means the most to me? Because for a while, I was building my business, and I wasn't really feeling fulfilled, and I really wasn't feeling passionate. I felt like I was just in the motion doing things. And I realized because, you know what? What I'm doing right now is not really aligned with my values. So what you can do is you can get clear on what are you valuing right now? What are your 3 to 5 top values right now? And add your best self. For you to create the life and the business that you want, what would your values have to be? And I realized for me, my values have to be freedom, contribution, and health. For me to create the life that I want, I have to value freedom. So I have to build my business in a way that allows me to have the freedom to not just, when I say freedom, I'm not just talking about, oh, to do whatever, just lay on the beach all day and not do any work. I'm saying the freedom to do what I want, the freedom to serve people how I want to, the freedom to work with who I want, the freedom to just be able to pick up and go and create new experiences. Because from those experiences, I'll get inspired and that'll allow me to inspire others more. I just want to have the freedom to do what I want, when I want, and help who I want and build my business the way that I want to. Contribution, that matters to me. I have to, no matter what I'm doing, I have to do something that makes me feel like I'm living on purpose, that I'm contributing, that someone's life is better because of what I'm doing. I have to have a contribution. And I realized that I had to have health as a top priority. Health had to be my top 3. Because for a while, I was going through the motions. I was sacrificing my health. And I was wondering, why don't I have a lot of energy? Why don't I feel inspired? Why don't I feel passionate and just want to get up and do work? Because I wasn't treating my health the right way. I was eating foods that drained me. And I was just feeling sluggish and tired all day. So health had to become a priority. And from that, from having the freedom, the contribution, and the health as my top three priorities, boom, that changed the game for me. Because now, if I'm doing something and it is not going to allow me to have and experience freedom, if it's not making a contribution and it's going to drain me and it's not going to fuel me, I'm not doing it. So just from getting clear on my core values, now that shaped everything that I'm doing. It allows me to stay in alignment. It allows me to feel passionate and on fire and fulfilled every single day. And I want you to just take some time and realize something. Everything that I'm sharing with you will make a huge impact. But it's such small things that we overlook, because we're always looking for this big secret. We're all chasing this shiny object. We're always looking outside of us. Everything I share with you so far requires you to look within and go deep within and get clear on things that are inside you. So just take note of that, because that is what creates the biggest breakthroughs, when you can look inside and when you can commit and follow the exercise that I'm sharing with you inside of this video and the following videos, because they work. Like I said, the list of values will be in the worksheet that's attached to this video. So now let's talk about the beliefs. So for the beliefs, for you to become the person who creates the results that you desire, you must first change your beliefs that you have about yourself and your abilities. So for you to create results, it's not about more doing or more learning. It's about removing the layers and removing the stories and eliminating beliefs and the doubts that are holding you back. So it's not about what more can I do. It's about taking a step back and say, okay, what's holding me back? And it's about removing that. So what are the stories that are currently holding you back from getting your message out there? What are the stories that are currently holding you back from packaging your expertise into a product? What are the stories that are holding you back from building your brand and your business the way that you want to? What are you currently telling yourself? What are the beliefs that are currently holding you back? Is it that you're not good enough? Is it that the market is saturated? Is it that you want to charge $500, but you saw someone else charging $200, so now you're doubting yourself and saying, all right, man, do I really want to charge $500? What are the stories and the beliefs? Because nothing changes until you get clear on these stories and these beliefs and you can break through them. So when you start to think about the thoughts and the story that are holding you back, just remember this question: is it true? And the thing that's going to shift you is, okay, you get clear on what's holding you back in the stories, and then you question them, and you have to replace them with new powerful beliefs and truths about yourself that will allow you to step into that new identity. So you go from saying I'm not good enough to saying I am worthy, I am valuable, I am powerful, people need me. You go from saying who am I to charge $1,000 to saying I'm here to serve, and I'm here to really create amazing results for people, and I deserve to get paid what I'm worth. Just changing that belief will change your action and everything that you're doing, and will change the result. So when you can break through the stories and the limitations and the internal fears, that's when you'll find true freedom. So what I want you to do as an exercise, I want you to create at least three powerful I am beliefs that you hold true to. So remember, an example I said was from saying I'm not good enough or I can't charge this much. And then you shift. So here's an example of some truth that you can create to yourself, and read this out loud every day. So here's some examples. I am someone who consistently up-levels in all areas of my life. That's your truth now. That's who you are. I am someone who shows up at my most powerful and authentic self in everything that I do. That's you. That's who you are. That's how you show up. That's how you feel. That's what you say to yourself, and that's what you're going to believe. I am someone who delivers massive value to my audience, knows my worth, and therefore gets paid what I deserve for it. That's your truth. So you want to shift your beliefs. You want to create new truths for you that will allow you to step into that version of yourself that you have to become. And it just starts with I am blank. So now let's talk about commitments. So now that you have all this stuff, what are the new commitments that you have to make to yourself to ensure that you stay in alignment? So what's one thing that if you committed to doing consistently over the next 30 to 90 days would have the biggest impact on your life, your business, and your mission? And think about that. Just one thing. What's one thing that you committed to doing every day or just consistently throughout the week over the next 30 to 90 days? What one thing would have the biggest impact on your life and your business and your mission? Do that.
right? When you get clear on that, because you already know. There's something in the back of your mind you're saying, man, if I did this daily, I know I have a big breakthrough. For my girlfriend, I remember she knew that one of the things that would have the biggest impact is if she did a live stream every day for 30 days to her audience as she grew her tribe. So she had a tribe already. She said, if I showed up every single day live and connected with them and gave them value, I know this would have a big impact. She did that that month. $10,000 she broke through, right? She broke through over $10,000 just from that focus on that one thing. And you know that there's something that if you do, you'll be able to really have a big breakthrough inside your business. So what is that? And commit to that. Commit to doing it right now. Write down what is that one thing. Commit to it and take action over the next 30 days. And let me know the result that you created from that. Because there's no way that you, if you do that thing every day and you're truthful to yourself, and you know that this is the thing that will allow you to stretch, maybe a little out of your comfort zone, but will have the biggest impact. You know, and I know that this will have a big impact. So do it. This is not just about consuming information. This is not just about watching something and saying, oh man, this is good, this is cool, and then not doing anything. I want to stretch you. That's why I'm having all these assignments and all these things. And you're like, man, this is just the first video. But I know that if I can get you in action, and if I can get you to do what you already know and what you already have inside you, that's when the magic happens. So commit to that. And another question is, what are the new habits and routines and the rituals that will allow you to get into flow, feel fulfilled, feel powerful, and achieve your goals? So what are the habits? What are the rituals? What are the routines that you have to commit to stay in alignment with this commitment, with this goal, with that best self, and take action and create the result? So really focus on that. Really take some time on the slide. Write down that one thing that you'll do. And then write down the habits and the routines and the rituals that allow you to stay in alignment, stay in flow, and make that happen. And here are some examples. So this is personally what I wrote down, right? I have to get committed to practicing gratitude every single day. I have to wake up early. I have to make sure that I'm creating new valuable content or insights for my tribe every day. And another one with the Pomodoro timer technique. So that was just saying, okay, now I need to find a way to be more productive and have focused blocks of time and commit to that. So get clear on that. This is just my stuff. I'm not telling you this is what you have to do. You want to get clear on your commitments. And these are the things, these are the routines that I have to do and the rituals and the habits that I created for myself. But I want you to get clear on that for yourself. And the most importantly is really that one thing that you're going to do that's going to make the biggest impact. And now, to end off the video, let's talk about your brand identity. So you want to brand you. So you are your brand. And like I said in the beginning, personal branding, everything that you do inside your business, starts from the inside out. So what you want to do, you want to allow your identity, you want to allow your core values, your beliefs, and the vision that you created for yourself and others to shine through your work. So up until now, we got clear on your identity. We got clear on your core values, the beliefs, the commitment, the vision. You want to let that shine through your work. That's what you want to lead with. You want people to feel that. You want people to just know what you value the most. People should just come across your stuff and they know what you stand for. They know what you believe. They know what you're committed to. They know the standard that you set for yourself. Because you live in such integrity with your best self that it just shines through. And now, I just want to talk about what it takes to really tap into your authentic voice. Because like I said, you're branding you. So you want to have clarity around and you want to be intentionally sharing your message and your branding to answer these questions. So who are you? What do you do? Who do you help? What do you stand for? What do you stand against? What do you care about? And why does your work matter? So take some time to get clear on this stuff and not just get clear, but answer it. Who are you? What do you do? Who do you help? Who do you stand for? What do you stand for? What do you stand against? What do you care about? Why does it matter? Why does your work matter? Why should anyone care about it? And I also want to share a framework, my time framework, T-I-M-E framework, that's going to allow you to get clearer on your authentic voice and really share it in a way that feels good to you. So the T stands for truths. And we got clear on your truths. So that's just part of what you stand for. What do you believe? What do you care about? Share your truths. Share what you believe. The I is your identity. So who are you? Your core values. Everything that we shared inside this video. When you get clear on that, that will influence. And that will allow you to get your authentic voice out there. Leading and building your business around your core values. Around how you see yourself. Around the best version of yourself. Around what you're committed to. That's the I. The M is your mission. So what is your purpose? Why are you here? Why does your work matter? Why are you sharing this message? Why are you working with these people? Why do you feel called to do what you do? Why do you wake up every single morning doing the work that you do? And why does it matter? Why should anyone care? Why are you driven? So you lead with your mission. And then the E is your experiences. And we're going to talk about this in the lesson where we talk about stories some more. But that's your experiences. So you want to share your struggle, share your story, be vulnerable, be real. Speak from experience. So the T-I-M-E, your truths, your identity, your mission, your experiences. Leading with that and allowing that to shape your messaging and shape your voice is what is going to let your authentic voice and the most powerful you shine. So that wraps up this video lesson inside of Module 1. Take some time to fill out the action assignments, go through the worksheet, and answer the questions that I had inside here, because my goal with this one is really to give you the clarity that you need to move forward and take action. Because you have everything that you need inside you already. I want to extract that out of you. I want you to get so clear and so confident that nothing can stop you. So go ahead, take action on the assignments that I have here. Do not just consume this and then just move on to the next video without doing the assignments, okay? Take action on this stuff, and I'll see you on the next video.